Joining me now on the Caradio Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Greg Dingrando with the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. We had a chat earlier today. Greg, welcome to Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I'm an old building remodeling contractor from way, way back, so I'm kind of conditioned to this stuff, but a lot of people aren't. We own homes, and we're in the middle of one of the worst weather seasons we've had in a long time. We're getting affected by high winds, even tornadic activity. Hail certainly is a big problem. A lot of moisture is another big problem. And you're here with a few reminders for how to work your way through hail season as a homeowner.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you need to keep in mind, you know, some of which it's best to know them even before that storm comes in. And one of the things that we want to encourage people to do is actually check for damage whenever these storms come through. And we just happened to have a hailstorm that came through last night. Some of the things you need to be looking for, you know, inside your home is looking for leaks. You know, some of the common places like your windows, in your attic, and drips coming down from your ceiling. On the outside of your home, you want to make sure you're checking your siding as well as for any broken shingles, roofing tiles up on top of your roof. And last but not least, you want to make sure you check that vent that you have on top of your home. The reason you want to check that is because hail, particularly some of the large stuff, we're talking baseball size, softball size, something that we unfortunately do see here in the Pikes Peak region, that can actually dent that vent cap up on top, and that can cause the carbon monoxide that's trying to escape your home from actually going back down the pipe and into your home, and that unfortunately could be deadly in some cases. So we certainly want to try to avoid that.
Especially if your house is equipped with appliances that use gas.
Absolutely.
That's the really big deal there. And you can have a water heater and a furnace basically venting out of the same pipe. And if that cap gets lost or crushed or something, and as you say, it blocks that carbon monoxide, you get problems. And it's a gas that is odorless, it's heavy, it sinks to the floor. Sometimes it's hard to know whether you've got carbon monoxide issues or not, but there are some symptoms, headaches, and other things that you can tell. And if that's the case, you've really got to take a look at that cap, look at that roof of yours. You got to get some fresh air. You got to open the house up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It really is scary. They call it the silent killer for a reason.
Yes. You can call the fire department. They have detectors, and they can give you a sense for what the levels are in your home and help you clear that out. That's one way to do it. One of the more common things as well, too, Greg, is that this is also the season of the year where there can be some predatory practices on the part of contractors who roll in from out of town. They're looking to get some, make a quick buck. And that can cause a lot of problems if you're taken in by these guys. How do you recommend folks who own homes and need these repairs deal with such things?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, right, that we have to be talking about this, but it does happen. We do have, you call them what you want, you know, door-to-door, you know, door knockers, fly-by-night roofers, but they come in and they are, like you said, they're looking to make a buck. But there's a lot of good ways to protect yourself and protect your home. And the first one is make sure you're doing your research. If you're picking out a contractor, you really want to make sure that you're doing your homework and you're researching who that contractor is, what they're licensed to do. And one of the best places to do that is through our website, pprbd.org. It's a great tool. You can check and see if a contractor is licensed and what type of license they have. It's really important to check on the type of license because what a lot of times that we have seen in some of these unfortunate cases is you might have a roofer that says, oh, well, I noticed you had some siding damage as well. I'll go ahead and do that for you. Well, that actually requires a separate license. Some companies do have both the roofing and the siding license, but if they offer to do both, they actually can't if they're not actually properly licensed to do both of those. So that's one thing you want to check on. You can also check and make sure that they're in good standing with us at Regional Building. That will basically, if you research through our website, it'll tell you if that contractor has an active license, an expired license, suspended license, or even a revoked license. So certainly a lot of things you want to check out before you sign on that dotted line. Outside of our website, you can certainly search for companies online. You can just Google them. You can look for some news stories about those. You can look for negative reviews. One thing to keep in mind with reviews, You want to make sure you're looking for positive reviews. And just because a company doesn't have any reviews, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a good company. They could have recently changed names and they just don't have any reviews at all. So make sure that you're looking for good reviews and really doing the research there. If you're asking a friend, that's always a good way. If you have a trusted friend, maybe they went with somebody, you can ask them who they went with. But make sure that you're still doing your diligence and verifying that person, because maybe they did good work for your neighbor, but they're still not a licensed contractor, and you want to make sure that you're verifying that. One other thing that you can do is ask the contractor for any references that they might have. You know, you can kind of treat it like a job interview, whereas if they were interviewing for your company, you can ask them for references, kind of character references. You could actually treat this in the same way to make sure that that contractor has some good references and they're on the up and up.
Absolutely, Greg. Fantastic tips. Hugely helpful. Again, the website is pprbd.org. Greg, thank you again for giving us a couple of minutes and giving our homeowners and listeners out there a lot of valuable information today.
My pleasure.